Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mario and Aaliyah with your 10 a.m. Zlines. In local news, two men have been charged following the burglary and dangerous operation of a motor vehicle in Dululu. The grey Ford Everest was allegedly driving recklessly towards Rockhampton before targeting a police car and crashing into a power pole. The driver and passenger of the vehicle, a 19-year-old man from Norman Gardens and a 31-year-old man from Graysmere, are now in custody and set to appear before the Rockhampton Magistrates' Courts in the following 2 months. Investigations are currently ongoing.
Continuing in local news, an ongoing investigation in Queensland is looking into reasons why official dog fighting charges have dropped to zero under the zero dog fighting law in the last few years, despite dozens of offences filed in the years previously. Griffith Law School PhD candidate and former QPS Detective Sergeant Alicia Bennett stated her concern, saying it was naive to assume animal fighting does not continue to exist in Queensland. Changes in the Animal Care and Protection Act in 2022 meant that the RSPCA and the Queensland Police were required to seek permission from the Department of Primary Industries before officially prosecuting offences. Bennett states that under the new changes, if police arrived at a general dogfighting property where there were several dogs tethered to heavy chains with scarring associated with dogfighting but no current serious injury, police would not be able to apply either of the codes of offences. This act was reversed in February, allowing independent prosecution. However, no new charges have been filed since.
In national news, regional Victorians have started displaying upside-down Australian flags in protest of rising living costs, water buybacks, and renewable energy projects. Farmers particularly are signifying their feelings of disapproval towards state and federal governments. Lechville resident Doug Faring says mainstream politics lacks political will and is in shambles, really, leaving regional Victorians nowhere to go. Faring says that's why people are going to One Nation, really. This follows One Nation's first win in a lower house federal seat in New South Wales on Saturday. Deakin University researcher Josh Roos says economic hardship and disempowerment are driving protest movements and shift away from major parties. Roos says populist parties such as One Nation appeals to people's feelings of being neglected and left behind.
Also in national news, interest in electric vehicles is booming as the fuel crisis intensifies, with South Australia's peak motoring body demanding expansion of EV charging infrastructure. Peter Natras from the Royal Automobile Association of South Australia described how crucial chargers are to keep people moving in regional areas like the state's Limestone Coast, especially during high seasons. In South Australia, Natras mentioned that 1 in 2 people are considering EVs for their next vehicle. EVs have gained their popularity to the point that they accounted for 1 in 6 new vehicles sold in April, data from the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industry shows. Hence, the RAA believes that increasing the use of EV and expanding charging stations can massively save up fuel, demanding that the government urgently build the necessary infrastructure to support this transition.
And in international news, a recent anecdote from a Chicagoan priest revealed an early, unusual issue in Pope Leo's rise to papacy. In the months after being elected, Pope Leo, born Robert Francis Prevost, attempted to inform his bank that his address and phone number needed to be updated. Father Tom McCarthy, described as a close, personal friend of Prevost, recounted that the bank took the then-Pope-elect through a series of personal questions only to say that he needed to attend the bank in person. When Prevost disclosed his identity as Pope Leo, the bank promptly hung up on him. Thankfully, another Chicago-based priest, alongside the bank's president, were able to rectify the situation. It seems then that even being the leader of the Catholic Church does not save you from customer service hell.
For your weather today, Brisbane is expecting a shower. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.